The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here for the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And you're welcome to give us a call. Anything you might have heard in the first hour, or maybe you want to talk about in the second hour, we're more than glad to talk about. We're going to talk about fishing and hunting, not anything else. I think talk radio has been worn out this week by the events in Charm City. So we're just going to let that one pass and not even talk about that other than this passing mention. So we can do that. There's a lot of things going on out there that I need to tell you about. I especially want to talk to you about, we put together, we're working diligently to get this this event for the Maryland Hunting Coalition organized and off the ground and successful. And if you're a hunter, and I know you may be out there, you know, in the field this morning. I know that a lot of hunters are turkey hunting, but if you're not, if you're just sitting back listening, we've got a wonderful event coming up. I got the spreadsheet. We've been putting together of all the things that we're going to be raffling off. Playing games and giving away at our event. And it's pretty interesting as far as all the stuff. I'm looking at 124 different things. Gift certificates, firearms, bows, hunting and fishing trips. Some pretty unique stuff that I think is pretty unique. Maybe it's just me. There's some collectible stuff. There's some handcrafted stuff. We've got for the traditional muzzleloader hunter, for example, we didn't let you out. We've got a handcrafted leather bag, handmade right here in Baltimore, by a friend of mine, Terry Crawford, who's been building bags for 20 years. And he's going to pair that with a powder horn that was handcrafted by another friend of mine, David Seacott from Dorchester County. And I met Dave's cousin here the other day at the NPLB event, which was a nice event. Dave handcrafted a powder horn with a cow ring accents and a deer antler tip, all handmade. And we're going to put that together with the bag and make it a traditional period authentic possibles bag with a powder horn for the traditional muzzleloader hunter. You don't see that at every event. We've got three really nice shotguns, semi-automatic shotguns. One is a Browning Silver in camo. That's from the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation. We thank them for that. We've got a Sportsman Versamax, Remington Sportsman Versamax, which is also a semi-automatic shotgun, and that's from Accurate Guns and Ammo in Southern Maryland. We've got a Benelli Montefeltro from the folks at Benelli in USA, and we appreciate that. We've got rifles and shotguns and bows and trips. And the Howland Companies down in Calvert County is one of our platinum sponsors, as is Quality Built Homes, Incorporated in Southern Maryland also. And those two folks are platinum sponsors. And then Buck Baum is one of our gold sponsors, as is Donald Hall, Company Accountants. Is also one of our gold sponsors. And there's probably a couple more, and I will mention at a later time. But we're very happy with that. We're seeing folks from all venues, trappers and bow hunters and sportsmen's clubs and waterfowlers all coming together under one umbrella, the Maryland Hunting Coalition, and we'd like you to get involved too. So if you'd like to get involved in our event, the event itself is listed on our website. We're working diligently to put the entire list of things together to list on the website with all the sponsors, and we want to make sure we're very Battery Warehouse, one of our sponsors. Here's another gold sponsor. W&W Tire and Auto Service is a silver sponsor, as is Hollingsworth LLP, legal firm down in Washington. So we're working very hard to put together the information and get it out to everybody before our event. Our event ends on May 30th, which is a Saturday from noon to 4 in Westminster at Martin's, at the facility there, Martin's facility in Westminster, not Martin's West, Martin's Westminster. Catered event, very nice facility. We're looking forward to seeing you there, and all the information is on the website at mdhuntingcoalition.org. And if you're a hunter, Maryland Hunting Coalition is the organization that is the voice of hunters, the only voice for hunters in Annapolis. And the way I explain it to people, try to explain it simply to them, is you may hunt in Dorchester County or Washington County or Garrett County or Montgomery County or Frederick or wherever you might hunt. You might hunt on the Eastern Shore. But where the laws and regulations are made that affect what you do is in downtown Annapolis, right there on Roe Boulevard. You got DNR building on Taylor Avenue, and you've got the General Assembly at the State House. So within a couple of blocks of each other, the laws and regulations are created that affect all of us, no matter where we hunt. And that's our territory. That's the Maryland Hunting Coalition territory. That's where our advocate works during the General Assembly. That's where we work on a year-round basis, and those are the folks we communicate with. Not only the lawmakers, but the folks who make the regulations in the Department of Natural Resources, Wildlife, and Heritage Service. So we're looking forward to a great event. We hope you can join us, and we have an early bird incentive online if you want to go and hit that page on the www.mdhuntingcoalition page online right now, and we invite you to join us. You can take care of your tickets online, too, very simply. There's an online store on the website. You can go in there and explore a little bit, and you will find it pretty simply. So that's where we are. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We look forward to hearing from you this hour. Come on. Give us a call here. Anything you've heard about or done in the past week or so you want to talk about, if you've been out fishing for those big giant rockfish, if you killed a turkey, let's hear about it. If the weather's affected you, I will tell you this. Yesterday, our buddy Dale from Easton called me and said on Thursday, you better get up here to the chop tank. He said the hickory shad are the best it's been. I said, okay. So I went up yesterday morning. Dale was already online. He was already standing next to the creek, and he caught a few fish. But he said, Alan, he said, we got an east wind. I said, well, that's not good, because I always believed, you know, that old story, the old stories and traditions come down for a reason, you know. When the wind is from the north, fishermen do not go forth. When the wind is from the south, blows the bait in the fish's mouth. When the wind is from the east, fish bite the least. And when the wind is from the west, that's when fish will bite the best. Well, wind, east wind. So I knew we were in trouble at that point. But he also said the blueback herring, have moved in to the creek in such numbers that you could barely reel in without hooking one. Snagging one, you know, and just inadvertently, not on purpose. So we found that out. Now, we caught a couple of hickories. There was no, But it wasn't like it had been the day before. But every cast, you could feel something tapping your line, which meant you were bumping across all the herring that were in the creek on their spawning run. It was pretty fascinating time. So we caught a few hickories, we caught a bunch of herring, and we threw them back. Of course, you're not allowed to keep them. I caught one white perch, and called it a day. So, but I did run into a couple friends who were up there that I had no idea they were going to be there. One of the fellows that was on the governor's transition team with me, and one of the fellows that actually came to testify at the one of the hearings we testified at on the some of the game laws. So it was interesting to see those guys. It's amazing the people you see in these places, you know, when you go fishing and hunting. So anyway, we had a good time. And I got to see Dale for a couple minutes. Well, a couple hours, I guess. We were there about 2 hours and called it a day. So that was the extent of my outdoor activities this week. I've been, like I said, working on this dinner and benefit for the coalition. And so we're getting there. We're getting there. And we just need your support. So if you like to hunt, come on up to our event. You could win something. I mean, we've got all kinds of accessories and trips, you name it. I'm not going to get into it. You can visit the website later this week, and by the end, hopefully by next week, we'll have it all on there. So, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We invite you to join us here on the show, and you can call anytime. You may have to hold for a little bit, but we'll try not to keep you on hold for too long, that's for sure, because we want to talk to you about whatever you want to talk about. And that could be fishing, hunting, you name it. Well, I found what dug out under my shed the other day. I had a great big giant groundhog in the yard. It invaded my yard again. I didn't get him, but I know he's there. So, hey, let me tell you about Clyde's Sports Shop. You know, I talk about the great Browning firearms that they sell. And I talked to Billy yesterday evening. I was in the shop, and he was telling me the history of how Clyde's Sports Shop came into being, 1957. And Bill and Clyde were both in the Army. They were in the reserves. They got called up, you know, during the uprising 1968 here in Baltimore. But they had been in the service prior to that and were, you know, recalled back into the Guard. They made a determination when they got out of the service and didn't get shipped to Vietnam. They were very blessed not to get shipped to Vietnam. That they would continue the family business. They would stay right here in Baltimore and run the bait shop. And they didn't have guns at the time. They just had a little tiny shop with fish and tackle and bait and starved to death in the wintertime. So the history is that a fella from one of the hardware stores who was a gun distributor at the time here in Baltimore came in, and they'd known the guy, and he said, "Why don't you put a couple guns in?" And they put in five Ivor Johnson handguns. Of course, there was no regulations at the time. You just bought them wholesale and sold them retail. And they made $20 on each one of those handguns, and they sold them in a day's time. And they thought that the world was... they were on top of the world because they made $100 in a weekend. Well, then they started to sell handguns, and they ordered and sold and ordered and sold and ordered and sold. And then finally somebody said, why don't you see about Browning? What's Browning? Well, they wrote a letter to Browning in Ogden, Utah, and Browning sent in their first rep, a fellow by the name of Chuck Jensen, who I knew. Chuck Jensen was a tremendous guy, died in a plane crash, unfortunately. And Chuck came in and set them up to be Browning dealers, walked in, didn't take any pictures, didn't send any information to Browning, but he trusted the Blamberg brothers to sell Browning firearms. Why am I telling you all this? This is a commercial. That's okay. Bethany's telling me to take a break. Well, I'm saying all this to get to where I am now. So I've been telling you about all the Brownings, but I heard the history of how Browning came into Baltimore, into the Clyde Sports Shop in 1968, 67, 68. So Anyway, they still are the leading Browning dealer in Maryland, no question about that. And they have all the Browning guns for hunting and fishing. But what I wanted to tell you about today is the fact that Clyde's was broken into over the week, during the week. I think it was Monday night or Tuesday night. I'm not sure which. And as a result, people were buying home protection firearms, found out how difficult it was to purchase a handgun in Maryland. So, of course, Clyde's recommended them towards purchasing a shotgun for home protection. So, as a result of that, they were able to reach out to their distributors and find yesterday they got a shipment of home defense shotguns, both Remingtons and Mossbergs, and they run $359.95 to $549.95, which is a regular price. Clyde's is not about jacking up the price in time of peril. So this is just a regular price for these firearms, and if you're looking for a home defense shotgun and want to learn how to use it, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. Website is ClydeSports.com. Hey, if you enjoy gardening, here's another buddy of mine, Jimmy Schillinger. I've goose hunted with Jimmy, and he runs a tight ship down there at Papa John's Farm in Severn. They have got everything in the world as far as beautiful plants and flowers. If you enjoy gardening, Papa John's Farm in Severn is just off I-97. That's the place. The greenhouses are bursting with beautiful plants and flowers. There's 8 or 9 greenhouses on site. There are annuals there by the pack or the flat, perennials by the pot. They've got bedding plants and planters and hanging baskets as well. Just a whole greenhouse full of hanging baskets. It's absolutely amazing. The pansies, the impatiens, the petunias, and everything else. They even carry the proven winner specialty plants. Now, Papa John's Farm has all the vegetables, too. Ready to plant in your home garden. Tasty tomatoes and squash and onions and watermelon, cantaloupe. 10 varieties of hot peppers, if you like that, and herbs as well. Papa John's Farm is located just off I-97, exit 12. It's New Cut Road, 8029 New Cut Road in Severn. You can drive right to the greenhouses or, stop at the wagons and check it all out right there. Make your selection. And the phone number is 410-969-5909. 410-969-5909. Think about flowers and plants from Papa John's Farm for your garden, for your church. Mother's Day is next Sunday. There's a good idea. Take Mom down there or stop by and get her something pretty. Call 410-969-5909. Papa John's is open every single day. Visit Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you. This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Spray on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Hey, for great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, it's Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, do what I do. Take Route 100 all the way to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. It's 2.5 miles, almost exactly, to 4729 Mountain Road, right beside the Shell Station. This weekend only. Hard to find pen reels. I mean hard to find pen 330 GT2s. The Level Wine trolling reel in stock. Get them while they last. And they may not last through the weekend. So if you're looking for a pen and you just want to have an extra trolling reel, in your tackle box or in your tackle bag or back at home in the shop just in case one blows up on you, this is the one. A Pen 330 GT, G2 Get them while supplies last. All you need for any type of fishing, for crabbing, the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay, Fish Bones carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. That number, 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573. Fish Bones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. All right. The Decoy Festival. 34th Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival today and tomorrow at the Harvard E. Grace Decoy Museum. Today starts at 9 o'clock, runs to 5. Tomorrow, 10 to 4. It's just $10 for the whole weekend. There are carving competitions, a silent auction, outdoor hunting show as well. There's community and nonprofit organizations there. 100 artists featuring decoys and wildlife art and photography will be on hand with hunting and fishing guides and fishing supplier, hunting and fishing suppliers, too. It's a family-friendly festival, and there's a shuttle bus that runs between the museum, the middle school, and the activity center. That's the three venues where the whole event, the whole town of Havre de Grace shows up to support the Decoy Museum. You can learn about the great hunting traditions of the Chesapeake Bay at the Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Harvard E. Grace Decoy Museum today and tomorrow. www.decoymuseum.com for more information, or you can call them 410-939-3739.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Start your day with Sean and Frank, Maryland's wake-up call. Weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hills, lived my old pappy and he had him a steel. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down. Then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, Pappy starts squeezing. Ooh, white lightning. Well, the G-Man, T-Man, the revenue's too. Searching for a place where he made his boot. They were looking, trying to bug him, but my pappy kept for cooking.
White Lightning.
All right, White Lightning, old George Jones, may rest in peace. Along with Ben E. King, who passed away this week. You might know him by Stand By Me. Yeah, that guy. So, well, here we are halfway through the show, and we haven't taken a phone call. I feel like I've been talking forever this morning. But I would like to hear from you folks about anything you'd like to talk about. It's 410-922-6680. Bethany's standing by if she wants to take your phone call. She's actually doing her work here in the studio where she has to adjust the dials and make sure all the data... What? I can't hear you.
I'm just raising the power.
Raising the power. Power to the people. Right arm. Yeah, right arm. That's it. All right. Isn't that what they say? Right arm. Or is it right on? They hold their right arm up, make a fist, and then they say right arm.
I'm not sure.
Huh? Or is it something else? I don't know. Anyway. come on, folks. Did I tell you about the crab dredge report? Maybe I did. But if you're just tuning in this hour, I'll tell you about it again. Adult females are no longer depleted like they were last year, but they still remain at low levels. The Dredge Report survey was released on the 27th. The winter dredge survey showed the abundance of spawning age females was 101 million. That's a substantial rise from 2014 when adult females were considered depleted. Despite the increase, the number of adult females remains well below the peak abundance observed in 2010-2011 and below the established target level of 215 million crabs. So, Juvenile crabs increased 35% from 2014 and more than doubled from the record low in 2013. So that's a good thing. The 2015 juvenile abundance of 269 million crabs is just above the 26-year average of 261 million. The total abundance of crabs, which includes juveniles, adult males, and females, was approximately 411 million crabs in the bay. The crabbing harvest remained at safe levels for the seventh consecutive year. These results, taken in historical context, illustrate the inherent variability of the blue crab population and the complexities of managing this dynamic fishery, like managing bugs crawling across the bottom of the bay. And as one of the DNR fisheries folks said the other day, this is a species that lives fast and dies young. A number of environmental factors contribute to crab abundance, including winter temperatures, coastal currents, weather patterns, and natural predators. Once again, weather contributed to the substantial mortality. It is estimated that 19% of adult crab perished. 19% of adult crabs, one out of five, perished in the cold temperatures this past winter. And on it goes. Let's talk to John in Baltimore. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. Great. Anytime I get a chance to call you and say hi, I want to take advantage of
that. Well, I appreciate that. What's up?
Hey, I recently got two groundhogs right in downtown Baltimore, and they're devastating my garden.
Yep.
So I did a little research on the fur trapper permit.
Yeah, you don't need one for groundhog.
Really?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, maybe not, but definitely for foxes.
Oh, yeah, all the fur
predators.
Bears. Yep.
And while I mentioned the fox, the reason I called up while I was doing my research about 3 weeks ago, DNR does now have a group fur trapper permit, or fur hunter, it might be called.
No, it's a fur taker permit.
Okay, fur taker. And I believe that your comments about the fox hunting and why don't they have a permit, and some of your callers, it has helped. And they now have a permit for the fox hunters, a
well,
group permit.
Let me tell you what the point is, John.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir, please.
All right. You've got 50 people on horseback.
Yes, sir.
So you've got 50 horses, 50 people, and probably 50 dogs chasing fox. 50 people.
Outrageous. I understand.
Now that is called fox chasing.
Okay.
In my opinion, personal opinion, the dog is the weapon. It's not a gun. It's not a trap. But the dog is the weapon. Okay? So they pursue the wily fox on horseback. Sometimes the fox gets caught and torn to shreds by the dogs. Many times, of course, it escapes. Now, these 50 people on 50 horses with 50 dogs need one fur taker permit for the group.
It's unfair.
Wait a minute. It's $10.
Mm-hmm.
The hunt master gets a fur taker permit. If it's not hunting, if you're reading in the DNR rule book, if it's not hunting, why do they need a fur taker permit? If they claim they don't kill the fox, what is that all about?
Yeah, it's just, I understand.
Here's my opinion.
Yes, sir.
Every person who participates in the fox chase should have a hunting license, and every person who participates in the fox chase should have a fur taker's permit.
I would absolutely agree. I just thought it was a step in the right direction.
There are 130 fox hunts in Maryland a year. You average 50 people per each one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in my opinion, there's lost revenue there to the Maryland Department of Natural Resources, although the resources is being exploited by the fox chasers.
Alan, I gotta absolutely agree, and as usual, thank you for the further clarification.
We do our best, buddy.
All right, have a good day.
You too, John. Thank you. See ya. Bye bye.
Yes, sir. Bye bye.
There he goes. Sam on the road. Good morning, Sam. How you doing?
Good morning, sir. Well, I lost about an hour of the show up there in Alford County, excuse me.
All I'd
heard was you talking, so I figured I'd call in and break.
You're a good man for breaking the monotony. Thank you.
Yeah, well, it's tough multitasking this thing and talking at the same time, but
I
don't have many years practice of it. I have a question for you real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I've been meaning to ask this, but it just kind of slips my mind every once in a while. I think, as soon as you said power to the people, right on. One of these, I think somewhere we crossed paths way long ago.
Maybe.
Many summers ago.
Maybe.
Anywhere, we're in the same generation.
I got it.
in a peaceful way. That pond up there in Westminster?
Yeah.
140 and I think it's 27 or 97 up
right,
there.
Right.
Are they doing a rehab on that?
Oh, yeah. They've been working on that since last year. It's they're finishing it up, but there's no fishing there right now.
Yeah, I didn't think so. But
yeah, have you been by there? You wouldn't recognize the place.
I go by there a lot, and I'm going by there today.
Yeah.
My grandson lives up that way, and that's about the only thing that's going to get granddad to go on up there.
Yeah, one of my buddies is overseeing that whole operation up there, and he's getting ready to finish up, and they've moved him out to Howard County now from that project. So.
Oh, that brings back memories from Cub Scouts.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Baltimore City kid, we thought we were in the boonies back then.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
There were dirt roads up there when I was a kid.
Mm.
Anyway, you said something about Bart's had a... Oh, there I go. I'm sorry, Clyde. I don't know why I confused the two of them. Somebody,
I don't know. Is Bart's even still open? I don't even know.
I don't know. Somebody said they had a sign, but...
I saw that.
I don't.
I was down by there yesterday. I don't know if Bart's is
all the time on my way back to the yard.
Yeah, but no, Clyde's was broken into this week. They were unsuccessful, and at that point, they were in jeopardy if they had tried to come in. Trust me.
Well, that shotgun sounds good to me. I think on my way home, I've already got permission, and she's a pushing me. So I think that's where I'm going to stop on the way home.
I think that's probably a great idea. Yeah, absolutely.
Those people have been around for a long time, and they're really good people. I have never, I guess in about the past 7-8 years, I've been going through there in and out, buying this, that, and the other, nick and knack.
Yep.
And I have never had a problem with those people.
Nope, never will. Never will.
And they stand behind their stuff, though. So
no question about
can't
that.
Can't beat it.
No.
All right, Mr. Allen, I got to get back to work.
We'll get back to work.
These hazmat terminals down here.
Oh, wonderful.
And,
good for you.
I'm going to have to go satellite or whatever the heck it is. I'm going to have to go with the times because this is driving me nuts. Once I'm out beside the Beltway, I lose this station, and I listen to you every weekend.
Well, you may have to figure out a way to do that. You know, I'm not sure how. I know there's an app you can buy for the phone. There's a WCBM app for your phone. There's iHeartRadio. There's a bunch of other ones.
Check into that. I'm a whole dinosaur. But,
well, me too. But I know you have a phone that's smarter than you, like I do.
Oh, everything's smarter. Thanks.
All right, brother.
I'm gonna check into it. I really am. I always love your show.
All right, drive safe, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes, Sam on the road. All right. How about that? Hey, did you hear the news this week about Buck Bomb? Yeah, we'll talk about that once we come back from this little break. It's time for me to tell you about NBS Seafood. I was there yesterday. Look, I told the audience the last hour, and if you're just joining us, I visit our sponsors at least once a month and sometimes more than that. Stop by, say hi, see what's going on, you know, keep the relationship going and that type of thing. And I buy stuff from them. You know, I don't necessarily look outside of our sponsors for things to buy. When I need an oil change, I go to W&W Tire and Auto Service. If I need a battery for any reason, I go to Battery Warehouse. If I need some oysters to fry up, or if I need some shrimp I want to take care of, well, NBS Seafood, 1223 Dorsey Road, Glen Burnie. Stocked with live, wild-caught Louisiana jumbo crawfish. And what's the difference between last week and this week? These crawfish are huge for crawfish. It's got them down there, I'll tell you what. I looked at them last night. I wouldn't stick my finger in that little pen down there, that's for sure. Jumbo crawfish. They got the andouille sausage, the gator sausage, and the gator tail meat. If you want to have a Louisiana fish boil, just get yourself some red skin potatoes and some corn on the cob, and you can go at it and enjoy it all right there at NBS Seafood. They carry fresh wild-caught white perch. I saw them in the cooler yesterday. Wild-caught white perch, and I knew who caught them. I know the waterman that caught them, too. How about that? Jumbo, Gulf shrimp, scallops, fresh crab meat, variety of other seafood items. They have the spice to make your seafood taste great, too, including Louisiana style. Did you know that NBS also has Black Angus New York strip steaks for your grill? So you can do a surf and turf right there. NBS Seafood. You can stop by 1223 Dorsey Road next to Jim Donnie RV or call 410-271-3202. New hours of operation are Thursday, Friday, and Mondays, 2 to 7, Saturday, 10 to 7, and noon to 5 on Sunday. Visa, MasterCard, EBT, and cash are acceptable. If you got any questions, call NBS Seafood, stands for No Bull Stuff, 410-271-3202, 271-3202. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, the Maryland Fishing Challenge, a free year-round tournament hosted by Maryland DNR Fisheries Service for every recreational angler in Maryland. I told you I was at the meeting for the planning of the upgrade for the Maryland Fishing Challenge for this year. There's going to be some good stuff coming down the pike here real quick, and I'll tell you about it when I get the information and it's all cleared and everything else. But can you say cash? The Maryland Fishing Challenge says eligible fish include all game fish from the Atlantic Ocean to the clear, clean waters of Deep Creek Lake, including more than 65 species in five categories: freshwater, Chesapeake Bay, Atlantic Coast, catch and release, invasive species. And there's even a youth division. It's connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club. Now, if you catch a fish of a notable specified size, you'll receive your official angler award certificate and an invitation to the grand finale event in September, where you could win a Tracker Marine boat package, an exotic fishing vacation from the World Fishing Network, Costa gear, tackle packages from Bass Pro Shops, Bill's Outdoor Center, and much, much more. Trout season's here. The perch run is on. The rockfish season is just around the corner. Actually, the perch run is just about done. Rockfish season is not just around the corner. Rockfish season is here. From the headboats on the... I got to change the copy. That's why I said that. From the headboats of the Atlantic to the headwaters of the Clear Mountain Stream, it's fishing time. Go fish. Official rules are online at dnr2.maryland.gov/fisheries.
Stay connected. Listen on AM 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
New frequency detected.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Well, I bumped off Philip during the break, and I'm sorry to do that, Philip, but give us a call back here from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and we'd love to talk to you, see what you had to say. So, my fault. By the way, did you hear about Buck Bomb? It was announced this week that Hunter Specialty, a division of Peak Rock Capital from Austin, Texas, is a private equity firm. They've acquired Buck Bomb. It's a merger between Hunter Specialty and Buck Bomb. And I'll tell you what, it's a good thing. I knew about this for a while, but I couldn't say anything. But I'll tell you, Hunter Specialty is pretty happy about it. Buck Bomb has a strong competitive position, a leading hunting brand, and a unique product portfolio in a key growth category. We believe Buck Bomb's products are a complementary fit with Hunter Specialty's portfolio, and are excited to bring the Buck Bomb team on board as we continue to focus on innovation and drive growth at Hunter Specialties. All that means is they got good stuff, and we were glad to partner with them. And it's all about the bottom line with the folks at all these companies. And you know what? Buck Bomb has built a reputation along the line. I've been a small part of that. They've been a radio sponsor every year during hunting season since their inception. Rick Schmidt, the owner, is on the advisory committee of the Maryland Hunting Coalition. And he said about the merger, the team at Buck Bomb is excited to join Hunter Specialties. We've consistently been impressed by the commitment of Peak Rock, which is the money folks, and the management of Hunter Specialties to that company's vision for growth. We believe there's an outstanding opportunity to further accelerate this vision by combining our businesses. So there you go. Buck Bomb, Hunter Specialty, all together now. And we're pleased to see that Buck Bomb, after 10 years, has taken this step, and it's a good deal. Let's talk to Philip in Harrisburg. Morning, Philip. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm just loving life and living the dream and enjoying God's great day that he made for us.
That's true, buddy. Absolutely. God has a plan.
Yes, he does. And he planned on me to ask you a question because I was going to talk to you about a couple things.
Go ahead.
First thing, I want to tell you, previous caller, the app is free. He don't have to pay for it. That's what I use to listen to you because I'm on the road. I'm up in Harrisburg, headed out to Indiana. It's good if you got a good phone.
Good. Okay.
You got to have a good phone.
I got it.
Secondly, a few years back, there was a gentleman. He opened up a tackle and sport shop in Rock Hall, Maryland.
Yeah.
And
River Rock.
That's it. And I was just wondering, I haven't been over that way. I'm ashamed of myself because a lot of my family's over Millington and over towards that way.
Yeah. I don't know. The answer to your question is I don't know.
Okay.
I haven't been to Rock Hall in a year and a half.
Is that right?
Nope. I don't know. The last time I talked, it was Dale and Marie. Last time I checked, they were there, but I don't know. I guess I could, let's see here.
Yeah, I should remember because he always talked about river. That is a man that loves fishing.
Oh, Dale, yeah, I know that.
Oh,
yeah, I know.
Second, and my third thing.
Yep.
Is there someone I need to get a little more expertise in bow hunting?
Okay.
Is there one of the shops or somebody around, possibly on the Eastern Shore, that when you go in, you buy a boat, do they just, I'm looking for somebody that kind of explain it to me and something like that. Because, I can pick up a bow and shoot an arrow, but I want to know about them.
Right.
And, somebody that's got, consulting skills maybe even a class.
Right.
Because depending on shotgun season, muzzle loader, and pistol, I'm just not getting enough hunting in.
Right. I got you. Well, folks at Clyde's always have something going on. But why don't you, Phil, why don't you leave your number with me, and we will we'll get in touch with you, and I'll give you a couple other ideas, okay?
Okay.
All right.
That would be great. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Bethany will put you on hold. She'll get your number, and I'll call you.
All right, sir. You take care. And, again, we are out here listening. We love what you're talking about. That's why nobody wants to call and interrupt you.
I wish that were the case.
I'm telling you, that's the case. People don't, when you listen to someone, you don't want to call and interrupt them. But when that's like a week ago or 2 weeks ago, you were kind of complaining. Nobody's calling. Nobody wants to talk to me. We do want to talk to you, but we don't want to interrupt you. So we do.
Well, then maybe when I shut up and say I'm not going to say another word until I get a phone call.
There you go.
All right, brother. Got to go. Thanks, Philip. All right. Thanks for the call. There he goes. Let's talk to Chuck in Severna Park. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
I wonder if you could run through the bells and whistles you got to jump through to get a pistol, to buy a pistol now.
No.
I understand there's some kind of a clause where if you were in the service, you don't have to do something.
There are so many steps, Chuck. My best bet to you is to call Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Maybe we need to get somebody on here now to talk about that. But it's a whole process. You've got to apply. You've got to be fingerprinted. You've got to do A, B, C, D. Then you still have to go through the 10-day background check with the state police. You have to fill out the federal paperwork. It's a number of steps that I just don't have enough time here at the end of the show to talk about. I'm sorry about that. I mean, maybe earlier, but it continues to go through the state police. It continues to be, a number of steps to the whole point is that people get discouraged and don't buy firearms. That's the whole initiative. That's what it's all about.
Good. You know. Good.
Yeah. So, but
I didn't call Clyde, but it was he said to go to call. Merrittsville.
Well,
you can take a course.
Yeah, you do have to take a course. Absolutely. Yeah.
Even if you've been in the service?
Pretty much, yeah. I think it's everybody's required to take a course. But Chuck, I don't have time to get into it today,
thank
my
you.
Friend.
Goodbye.
Chuck, I'm sorry. All right, goodbye. 5 minutes left in the show. Guy wants me to explain the handgun laws in Maryland. And then complains when I tell him where to go. Can't please everybody, right? Sorry, Chuck. Too late. I'll get somebody on. Howard DeGrace Decoy Festival this weekend. This will be the last announcement that you will hear about it. So we would ask you to act on that if you'd like. It's the Howard DeGrace Decoy Museum. It's 34th Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Decoy Museum. Today and tomorrow, it's $10 for the whole weekend. Carving competitions, a silent auction, an outdoor hunting show featuring all the community organizations and nonprofits. There are 100 artists there that specialize in decoys and wildlife art and photography and all of that stuff. Hunting and fishing suppliers and guide services will also be on hand. It's a family-friendly festival. I finally said it correctly. And a free shuttle bus will run between the museum, the middle school, and the activity center. You can learn about the great hunting traditions on the Chesapeake Bay at the Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Howard DeGrace Decoy Museum today and tomorrow. DecoyMuseum.com for details and directions, or call 410-939-3739. We'll see you at the Decoy Festival. Maryland Fishing Challenge is a free year-round tournament hosted by Maryland DNR Fishery Service for every recreational angler in Maryland. Every species of fish has a size, a minimum size. If you catch one, you qualify for an angler award, and the angler award could qualify you for winning some great prizes, including a boat, motor, and trailer, a fishing vacation, Costa gear, tackle packages, and more. So get out there and go fishing. Fishing season's here. Go fish. There's more information coming down the pike on the improvements to the Maryland Fishing Challenge. But the official rules today are online at dnr2.maryland.gov/fisheries. And we know that once you participate in the Maryland Fishing Challenge and catch a nice big fish, you will enjoy it. The Maryland Fishing Challenge. Go fish. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, new location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Listen Sundays at 9 a.m. for Radio Mass of Baltimore, the live liturgy of the Sunday Mass from St. Ignatius Church in downtown Baltimore, and again at 6 p.m. for a rebroadcast. Following the Mass, stay tuned for a message from the Archdiocese of Baltimore on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Little Hank there to end the show, huh? I like Hank. That's a good song, too. Country boy can survive. We mentioned a species of fish called the white catfish earlier on. And white catfish is actually under Maryland Fish Facts on the DNR website, and here's what it says. White catfish are members of the bullhead catfish family, Ictelariidia. I think I said that correctly. And here's what caught my attention. Here's the line that caught my attention. So I want you to take this away from the Outdoors and Radio show today. This is, you know, other than the Maryland Hunting Coalition, I want you to remember this about white catfish. Bullet point number two. White catfish are the smallest of the large North American catfish species. I'll read it again. White catfish are the smallest of the large North American catfish species. Why do you look puzzled? Bethany looks puzzled. Let me read it again. White catfish are the smallest of the large North American catfish species. There you go. Okay. Well, that does it. Folks, if you enjoy hunting, there's the music. We want you to get involved in the Maryland Hunting Coalition. If you come to our dinner and benefit on May 30th, that's a Saturday after Memorial Day, at Martin's in Westminster, you will have a good time. We're going to have a good time. There's no question about that. We got lots of stuff to give away, and we hope you win some of it. We're giving it all.